Yo, you tuned in to the Laptop Chronicles. You know what this is. This is Al, and I'm back with, fuck, this is the second time on, so you're not a guest anymore.
Hi, guys.
We are here at Cosmic Nails once again.
5600 Urbana Pike, 2B Suite 305. Come get your mani and pedi needs.
Yes, come out here and make it happen. Sitting out here with Katie Johnson once again. And fireball is hitting. And so, let me see. So, before we get started, go ahead and talk about what you got going on out here at the shop.
Okay, so we have new vegan scrubs and we're making all natural oils and things like that. We're moving forward, but we're also, I told you last time, we're working on a CBD pedicure. So, it's going to be an all natural CBD gel pedicure for all types of things, and we're also trying to get some vapage going on. I don't know if we should say that.
So okay, y'all heard that, so come out here, make sure y'all come out here and support. Another thing, this is a black owned business.
It is.
Don't be cheap with your friends, don't be cheap with black businesses, support your people. All right, just had to put that out there. So we're going to jump right into it. And we're going to start with WAP. W-A-P. Wet ass pussy. All right. So, in case you live under a rock or you don't pay attention to hip-hop or black culture or anything like that, Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion put out a song called Wet Ass Pussy. And before I go into my spiel about it, how do you feel about the song?
I mean, the song doesn't bother me. Like I said, I have little girls. So they listen to it, but they listen to the cut version. It doesn't really bother me. It does not like it. I mean, it's a good song, but I think they both put out better songs. But it's a good song. Like, it doesn't bother me, though. People are really bothered by this for no good reason, though.
No goddamn reason. And I'll be honest, I fucking love the song.
I knew it.
I love it. And then, like for me, because, you know, I'm on Twitter, and so a lot of people posting up screenshots, and a lot of dudes are pissed off at this song. They're pissed off at the idea of women and black women and Latino women being upfront and forward with their sexuality. And if you know anything about me, you know I hate the double standard when it comes to sex.
Which is out there hard.
Right.
It's terrible.
If we can listen to a song called Put It In Your Mouth, why can't we listen to WAP?
You remember Mystical said, I came in here with my dick in my
hand. And then he said, be cool.
Right, like...
No, sir. I need you to put that away.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing that really gets me is that
this is just what I do.
It's just right. You know, he's letting it fly. They put it in the fucking video version, all that, and so, it, in my opinion, it speaks to a much bigger issue that I don't know if we're ever gonna fucking solve, but.
Out of all the problems we have to solve,
right?
I think that the black woman is last on the totem pole almost now, as we like for things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm telling you, men can, and I hate to say it, I don't know if it takes a shot to their egos or what it does, but if a woman is out here and she is bossed up and she does not need you, or she doesn't, you know, she's doing her own thing, all of a sudden she's a bitch, or she's like, she's stereotypically angry, or she's this or she's that, because she doesn't want to tolerate your unsuccess while you don't want to tolerate hers.
Right.
Success.
Yeah.
That it's crazy.
Exactly. And we were, me and my man Corey, shout out to Corey, Baltimore County Forever Podcast. Make sure you listen, download, subscribe. But I think the last episode we did, this was when Meg Thee Stallion got into that incident with Tory Lanez. And Tory Lanez shot her. Like, shot that woman with a, you know what I'm saying, with a fucking pistol.
It's not funny. It's not, you know, your eyes are like,
because I'm so mad about that shit. And then, so we were having a conversation with another dude that we bring in on his podcast. And he was like, yeah, shout out to Tory Lanez. And we were like, what? He's like, yeah, you know, mixed thing. She a big bitch. Blah blah, and we were like, "Yo, you're wilding right now. Like, yeah, what are we talking about?
Is there a pause button?
Right, pause button, the little fucking beep censorship right. button, something. But that it really kind of bugged me out because I'm like,
Dave
yo.
Chappelle, wrap it up, because
it was like, yo, he's kind of, I won't say happy, but he was like, yo, yeah, he shot her, da da da, and it was like, bro, like, what the fuck are we really talking about, you know? And then. That might have been 2 weeks ago. And then they come out with the song over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And now motherfuckers is just going crazy. And it's like, I don't get how people can go crazy on women saying, I like to fuck.
Not even just, it goes a little bit deeper than that. Because I've seen a lot of memes on the I don't cook, I don't clean thing about Cardi. And I think it was just like a verse that she said, or like a thing that she said. She didn't say she couldn't or she wouldn't. She just said she doesn't. But like if a guy tells a girl, bitch, I don't go to the movies, I don't date, I don't trick, I don't do this, then it's like, oh, he's spitting. Cool. He's right. spitting. Yeah. Those are facts. Like, it's rude.
Yeah. And that's my, I don't know if it's my age, but... Like, I can't, it's hard for me to listen to hip-hop nowadays. Because
it's more, I would say it's more the older fellas who don't, I guess it's 50-50, but, like, a lot of the younger guys, like, they be bumping it. Like, they're with it. They're like, all right. Mm-hmm. Hey, it is what it is. It's more of the, I don't know. It's
yeah.
weird.
Yeah. But, anyway, yes, I love the song. I fucking love it. And I love the video in a couple of ways.
I bet. It is a nice video, though.
Yeah, except
they said they spent like $100,000 on it because of COVID. I read that this morning. The video cost $100,000.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You know what?
I don't know. I watched it. It's basically a bunch of green screens.
Yeah. But see, I don't know. I grew up, you know, in the 90s. It was $1 million video budgets. So
yeah, but people were floating in water and stuff. Like...
True.
I'm just saying, like, I don't think a green screen was that big. Technology wasn't that hardcore.
Yeah.
Come on, Missy was. We went into space. We was going everywhere. Yeah. In the videos.
Fucking busting rhymes with right. elephants.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love that shit.
7 elephants, 15 giraffes.
All right, so let me see. We're going to move on to the next topic.
End of the story. WAP is a good song. Yes. I mean, I like it. The world likes it. Video's cute. I mean, at the end of the day, all this complaining, no one's getting paid. Might as well just rock out.
Yeah.
And learn some tips, fellas.
And don't be like Mystical. Don't rock out with your cock out.
Yeah, keep it up. Unless it's like a sign on the door that said cocks are allowed to roam free.
Free the cocks.
Right. Protect the city and free the titties.
Wow.
That's a new thing. You think that's a good thing? It's everywhere. You haven't heard of this?
I thought I did. I thought somebody was joking.
No, it's like a vibe.
Okay.
I can't. I mean, I have too many titties to free, so it's gonna be too bad, but yeah.
Ain't no wrong with that shit. It's summertime. And I think I gotta do some research. But there's a thing, they say women shouldn't wear bras.
I don't know. They go back and forth. They go back and forth with everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just do what makes you comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
Until you die, you know? It's fine.
Yeah. Free the titty, especially if you got pierced nipples.
Oh, here.
Let them show.
Let it go.
All right. So, next topic.
I'm listening.
Threesomes.
Let's talk about a theory on threesomes.
Okay. Speak on it.
I think that, okay, so, I mean, it's something that everyone wants to do, but my theory is that if you're, like, with someone and you know that you're emotionally attached to this person, if you want to do a threesome, I feel like you have to have enough bread to do a threesome, because I would want me and my man to go away.
Mm-hmm.
that way, like, you don't want to live in Frederick and then do a threesome with a bitch from PG County, and then, like, you know what I'm saying? It's a 45-minute hike. Like, women think like that. Like, that bitch is only 45 minutes away. No, to ease everyone's, or if it's with another guy or whatever, like, you don't want to put it in too close proximity to home.
True.
To where you live.
Yeah.
It gets messy.
It can get messy if the people involved aren't mature enough to handle
it. It's not that I'm not mature enough. I know my limits of jealousy.
Yeah.
And I know my limits of paranoia. So just to keep that out of the whole loop, mm-hmm. that's how I would do it. Because I've done it the other way. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
No, there's people who have friends. Like, I'm telling you, you have your threesome friends. I've heard of this. And it sounds crazy to me, but I was talking to this person the other day, and he was like, yeah, I got these chicks in there, like my friends, but they're just down for threesomes. And it is what it is, like, and I'm just like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Like, I like to flirt with girls and every whatever. I don't know. Sometimes I'm a little bit too dominant, I guess, in certain situations.
But, so, I mean, you gotta do what works for you.
Exactly. So if I'm willing to do this for you, let's travel, like... If we're gonna get exotic, let's get all the way exotic.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, what's the point? I don't know. Okay. I see the point of a threesome, but I don't see the point of it being so local. Like, people try to... All right, let's put it like this. Don't do shit within your clique. People try to do shit within their clique, and it fucks up their life. Okay? Does that make sense?
It makes way too much sense.
Okay, so don't do it within the clique. It's not a click thing. It's a stranger thing. Not stranger, but like, you have to know. Okay, so if you're like grooming a bitch for a threesome, she has to know her purpose. You have to have rules. Look, this is what it is, chick. This is your role in this. And this is how it works. Like, yeah.
Okay. I mean, like I say, I've been in just about any fucking scenario, literally.
I'm starting to find this shit out.
But, I mean, listen, when I go, if it's my last days, I just want to be like, you know what? I had a great goddamn time. So, I've been in all scenarios of a threesome. Local, not local, around the corner. And it definitely depends on... It depends on the people. Some folks is like, all right, bet we gonna make this happen. You know, you call them up or whatever. You know, you set it up every weekend, once a month, whatever. And then some folks, you just like, all right, this is a one-time thing, in and out. So it all depends. Yeah, we gonna save that for another special
threesome. I will tell you this. If I'm with a guy and out of the blue he pops up with this chick and he's like, yeah, she's down for a threesome, it's gonna turn into some shit. Cause how do you even know, like, how long have you been talking to her? Mm-hmm. Like, how deep is the conversation? Like, what are you doing to know that she's down to do this?
Now, men cannot set up a threesome.
No.
That is not you. You're just the dick in the room. You just go along for the ride.
Yes, or it's going to be terrible.
It's not going to work.
It's not.
Yeah. And that's a big thing, because you got to, I won't say throw insecurities to the side.
You do.
But, like you say, if your man showed up...
You have to be secure, or it's going to be whack.
Yeah. You know, because...
It's just like sex. But yeah. Sex, you have to... For really good sex, man, you have to know that person. No, I'm serious. And, like, you see how upset I got about this, but it's so true. You have to, like, really know this person or trust this person. Because the stuff you want to do, you might not want to tell everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to, like, be like, yo, this person is... They understand. They know that I'm down for, like, certain things. And they're, like, they're willing. Like, you have to be comfortable. For bomb-ass sex, you have to be comfortable. Yeah.
And it's about trust. Because, like I've said, we all have fantasies, we all have desires, and my biggest thing is people get hung up on wanting to be themselves. So if you gotta be cool with your partner to say, hey, let's try this. Let me. God damn, how many things
you got? I've like, only three. Calm down. Because, some of them are half full.
Because if because if you're like, you know, if you were somebody and they're like, hey, let's take a trip to the sex toy store.
Yeah.
And they go to the butt plug section and you're like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, that would be sketchy. Okay, all right. Rewind. So I was with this guy. This is freaking weird.
Uh-huh.
I was with this guy. And I don't even know why I'm sharing this because I think it feels like a little bit strange. But I was with this guy and then I started like noticing like we started living together. And like, so we were cleaning out stuff and like doing, I was young. Like this was college. This was like when I thought I was like a grunge kid. I went through all these phases, but anyways.
So I like grunge.
I was like cleaning out his stuff or whatever. And then I started finding these like pictures, like these weird, like this shit. I don't know what was going on in the pictures. A lot of anal stuff, like a lot of anal play. And then like, for some reason, in this house, he had two bathrooms, but I only mainly stayed in one. I was like, okay, hey, you know, because that's where I was comfortable. That's where all my stuff was, whatever. And then I went in this other bathroom and like, you know, the little lemon things that you buy from the store. Oh, my God. I don't know why I'm saying this.
Oh, like, yeah. Little squeeze ones.
Yeah. They were like there was one in the bathtub. And I was like, you know, me being like this, you know, hair nail guru. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know. You really shouldn't be putting lemon in your hair, son. Like, it's not cool.
Was it for his hair?
Fuck no. Was it, though? And I was like, yeah. I was shocked for, like, 2 weeks. But then I was like, I don't know. Yeah, it did change my perception, though.
Why?
Why? No, I'm going to tell you why. Because I felt like, not that it was like, almost cheating. Like, what do you, like, you're running away in this, and, like, I know nothing about this. Like, uh-huh. You're, like, in this other, like, it's another life to me, I feel like.
Okay, so how should somebody, or how would you have liked him to approach
I mean,
you?
Well, first of all, we talked about it. I guess it was fine. Like, I don't know. It was okay. I got over it, I guess. A couple blunts. I guess. It is what it is, bro. But, no, I don't know. You know what I don't like? I don't like when, and this has happened to me a couple of times, like, I think that dudes who, like, are into certain things or do certain things in the bedroom overcompensate outside of the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Like, they have to be extra mean or extra hard or extra, mm-hmm. And I'm like, whoa, son, hold on. Right. I got something. Like, you better sit down. Like, why are you doing that?
Right. And that's my thing with, especially when it comes to, like, gay men. Especially gay black men.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, the whole down low thing.
It's I don't like that, though.
I don't because, you know, number one, that it's a lot of health issues.
Besides health issues, it's a pure lie. And you're basically tricking yourself and tricking someone else into believing that you're something that you're not. Because a lot of these guys are on the down low, have a woman who, like, truly love them, mm-hmm. son. Who have children by them. Right. Who, like, love them. Who would do anything for them. And, like, you're really, like, basically clowning the chick who's, like, all there for you,
mm-hmm.
behind her back.
Right. And then it's, like...
It's unfair to yourself, too.
Yeah, yeah. And that's my whole thing about this, is be true to yourself, because, you know, in a lot of ways, especially when it comes to sex, you know, you're like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, but then you don't want to be judged for it, you know? I know somebody, she told me that she loves anal sex, uh-huh. right? But when she had got with her now ex-husband and she had told him, like, hey, let's do this, he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? You need to be committed to a mental institution.
Then that wasn't the man for her, so why'd she right. marry him?
That's the thing.
No, I'm just asking, why did she marry him?
I don't know. And that's, a lot of people get in relationships.
This is what I'm learning as I get older. And this is like in the last, I would say 2 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks, I've been hard on this. There's no freaking, we can cuss, because I have
dick.
There's
balls.
No ass titties. There's no fucking way in the world that I am worth less than you. There's no way in the world that your needs should come before mine, or that I should treat you better than you treat me. What makes you better than me? Like, and this is like, people, it takes a while, because a lot of women are taught that, like, oh, we're supposed to be subservient to our man. Yes, in a certain way you are. Like, when I have a man, yes, you're going to feel like a total man. You're the king, you're whatever, in a different way. But I'm not going to neglect my own needs for you, because that's just ridiculous at that point.
And that's what I've seen in some of these circles that I've been in, is you get some of these women who come through and they're married in relationships, whatever, whatever. And they're like,
looking,
I can't
for
be
something.
Yeah, I can't be myself over there, so here I am.
So why are you even over there? That's, I had to learn that too.
Right.
There's no reason for me to be over there.
Right. And then, you know, it's
I hate to say it, and I don't know, I wouldn't say it's the county I live in, but I've noticed, like, a lot of girls around here, they think that it's like, I don't know, they think that it's ride or die, that you take punishment. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. That's ride or die. Mm-hmm. That you let him do whatever he wants to you, and you riding for him. That's not the definition of ride or die.
Nah.
Like, but that's what they think.
Right.
And just, like, going back to the songs and stuff, men can talk everything. I cheated on her, I did this, but she held me down, and she, let a girl say it.
Mm-hmm.
Let a girl, young, I don't know what would happen.
Right.
The world might pop.
Yeah. Like, I read this thing on Tumblr. This guy, he was telling the story of him and a good friend of his, and his friend was in a relationship for years, and, you know, he just couldn't, quote unquote, get his shit together. He was fucking around, blah blah blah, and his girl was like, they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, all right, I'm gonna go over here, I'm gonna try to fix me before we come back together. She was like, all right, well, I'm not gonna wait on you, but I'll be here.
Okay.
And in that time, he didn't really change. But in that time, she found somebody else who treated her how she wanted to be treated. And dude was saying that his friend was butt hurt. Like, oh, I got to get her back. I got to do some romantic shit. And dude was like, no, you need to let her go. She sat on the side while you did your thing. But the minute she found somebody who wasn't you, who gave her what she wanted, who treated her how she wanted, now you want to be the man, you know, you want to be the best man.
You know what I tell my girlfriends? It's sick to say, but a man, if he knows you're sitting there waiting for you, he will not call you, because he knows. She's
just sitting there waiting for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That inkling of you doing anything else shoots out. Yeah. Call, text, carrier pigeon, call your family, like, have you seen her, like, threatening posts, like, in their feelings type. And it's weird, because, like, when I was sitting here waiting, you didn't want me.
Right.
But soon as I go, it's, like, weird, because they don't want to make you happy, but they don't want you to be happy with anyone else.
Yep. Oh,
which is psychotic.
That is the definition of psychotic. That's beyond toxic. Like, I don't get that. And that's why, that's the hardest thing about, like, meeting people with kids. Some people who have kids, they're like, all right, I'm a date, whatever, I'm gonna try to live my life, but then they're the parent of their kid is like, no, you can't be with anybody else.
See, I'm not worried about all of that. My thing is that, because, you know, I have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I have I guess, I don't know, drama with that or whatever, but my thing is that I've had the ex's woman call my phone. And you're so concerned about me, right? You're so concerned about what I'm doing. Why am I talking to him? Okay, sis, we have kids together, but that's not your concern. Your concern should be, why does this man never see his kid? Like, as a woman, your concern should be deeper, because there should be a reason why this woman is not fazed by you, like, but I'm, like, so undertaken by you. And, like, what is... I don't know. What is my threat to anyone?
Mm-hmm.
If I don't call a certain person, I don't talk to you, I don't do this. Like, I don't understand. I think it takes a bigger woman to be like, yo, you need to co-parent your kid. You need to do this. And when someone has kids, I don't care about pussy or dick or anything. The kids come first.
Right.
So if your kids aren't happy in a certain situation, like, I don't let my kids see men, period. Mm-hmm. Like, I try not to let them see anyone. Like, that's not my bag. Like, right. I'm not the type of person who has, like, different people. I have fun. Don't get me twisted. But there's a certain... I tell everyone, like, you choose to have kids or whatever, whatever have you. So they don't choose you. So it's your job to make their best life. But as far as jumping into someone else's relationship, it usually tends to be people who have relationships of their own, too. They're just messy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just... Some people are just, like, drama. Start drama. And it's weird. It baffles me. That.
Yeah.
It baffles me.
You know, start shitting here. And then when they get smacked, they act surprised. Like,
what? Like, he said when they get smacked.
You know, I'm just... Yeah.
We know Aleem smacks people, guys.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not Ike Turner.
On sight, he said.
There's only one person left who I gotta fight. That's
See?
It. That's it. But, okay, so, next topic. Sex toys.
Okay.
What's your sex toy collection look like?
I don't have one right now. And I live right across the street from the sex shop. It used to be, like, really big.
Mm-hmm.
But then it started, like, I'm not gonna lie to you, it started numbing me to life.
Yeah.
So, like, now I'm more into, like, interactive things with another person, like ropes and...
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. things that, like, you need another person. Because when it came to, like, yo, batteries, Amazon ain't never seen nothing like my purchases. Like, when I first was, like, when I first separated from my husband, what? I went to the sex shop, and this guy, he was like, oh, we should go there for a date. I was like, okay. And I was like, da, 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 da. Yo, I had everything. Mm-hmm. I walked home with a duffel bag of just, like, stuff. But then, like, it started getting to the point where, like, it was, like, nothing else could do it but those.
Yeah. I had a friend. I had a friend. She was a habitual
masturbator. And life, yes.
And, like, where we used to work, we didn't work all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we worked in spurts. So... Like, you know, they would say, hey, y'all, you know, y'all are up. You know, y'all, you know, things coming in like 10 minutes or whatever. So, we walking outside, we setting up, and she would always disappear. And one day, I saw her, like, walking, she was coming out another door, and she was walking real relaxed. I was like, yo,
was I you can't in there? Handle this.
I was like, was you in there beating off? She was like, yeah. She was like, where do you think I go when we're on break? I was like, damn. And so,
have you ever jerked off at the workplace?
Yeah. Anyway, but
yeah, like, what the fuck?
She told me, she was like, so in the midst of conversations and all of that, she was like, yeah, I gotta stop jerking off so much because I'm numb. She was like, I can't have sex.
Yeah, it's
because
pointless.
It doesn't. It's
pointless.
And
it
she
got
was like,
pointless.
I rub my clit way too much. And
imagine if you vibe. I'm telling you, it gets like numb. Oh, yeah. And then there comes a point where they're like, there's not a high enough setting. So you start switching out batteries, thinking your batteries are just juiced down low. And it's not it.
No, you got to get the plug. The plug gives you that extra 50 volts.
Anyway. But I'll tell you how my sex toy, this is not funny, but how my sex toy thing diminished to begin with. I went to work one weekend. Remember, I used to work in Baltimore for the weekends. I went up to work, and when I came home from work, this is when I stayed with my mom for a couple months before I moved back and did all of this. And she said, Cleopatra brought me your bag upstairs. Fuck are you talking about? Then she was like, do you want your toys back? After that, I felt like they had been tainted. Like, who wants a sex toy out of their parents' room? Like, no, keep that shit, throw it away. I don't give a fuck what you do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Burn it. Like, don't even let me touch it again.
I like glass.
You like glass things?
Glass dildos? Those
I like awesome. Just, I like vibration. See, I'm a clit, like, my clit has to be stimulated for anything. I'm not a penetration girl.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the, there's, what's the name of that company? I think Icicle is the name of the company. Like, they look cool as shit.
They do. I've watched them hand. All right, so you remember when, like, you were younger and, like, the best sex thing you could watch was, like, real sex on HBO at night?
Yep.
Yeah, I've watched the glass dildos being hand blown on real sex.
You know what? That reminds me. There is a fucking COVID. There's a glass blowing place in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have, like, Groupon stuff.
Okay.
And I always wanted to go because I've seen people blow like glass, you know, bulbs mm-hmm. and all of that. But that just reminds me, I wonder if you can if you can go watch.
And be like, can I have the dildo mold?
Yeah. Which Amazon does sell that. It's called a Clone Willy.
Really?
Yeah. You can like if you do.
Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
I'm about to. You keep going. I'm about to clone a Willy.
Yeah, but it's like a mold and. They because some people were like, well, it's not big enough. And they were like, well, you have to get the extra mold package with it. Oh. So I think they said, I think the average size that it fits is like 6 inches. And somebody was like, you know, we gonna need a little more.
They're African American mold.
The brown ones need a little more. They was like, oh yeah, yeah, you just order this like $7 extra.
The extended clip type shit.
Bang bang.
Right.
But yeah, damn, that's an idea. I wanna go try that. But
yeah, I do have these on Amazon, guys. I'm not gonna lie.
Come on.
Clone. I know you know everything. You come with the facts.
You know, yes.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so you asked me, have you ever jerked off at work?
Once. I had to. It was like a tragic moment. I'm gonna tell you, like, I came to work from being out all night, and like dude was super hot, but he didn't like do it for me, and I couldn't work, so frustrated, like I could not work this mad, like I was pissed. And like not to give it away, but like places I work have like nice like candlelit rooms and like chilling places, so it's easy. But yes, I had to. It was only out of frustration though. I never talked to him again after that. Because there's no way I have to go to work and, like, really be that mad. And I'm like, I can't fold a towel, wash a head, do nothing. Like, you piss me off.
It's not... Listen, that post-nut clarity...
That post-nut clarity that, if you don't fall asleep.
Oh, no. It's... Okay, so when I was in college, I had to write a shitload of papers. And I would be stuck. Because I'm a last-minute kind of person. Like, I think better... If my papers do... Like today is Thursday. So, if my papers do on Monday... I'm going to wait till Saturday, maybe night, Sunday.
Sunday morning to start.
And then I'm going
to
be sitting there like, fuck. But you go jerk off, you bust that nut, and I can crank out 10, 15 pages. Research.
I couldn't. I would
footnotes, all of that.
I would go to bed.
Nah.
Legitimately.
But that, but I mean, sometimes you need
okay,
that.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What the hell? It may, this is like, I don't know, maybe it's like a problem. But I don't know what makes men think they have like mysterious great dick that they don't have to put in any work to do anything.
Wow.
Like, no, seriously. Because like dudes are like, yeah, I'm like, who lied to you? Like you.
You know what? I
feel like that men should put in just as much work as females. And if you don't, then it's just like whatever.
All right. So my mentality is this. Number one, and I think I tweeted this out one day. And I said something like, you don't always come with your A game. Like, you know what I'm saying? And yes, for some reason, dudes think I have the dick. It's going to be great. And somebody somewhere has told him that.
Has lied. But don't you think this comes with like the honesty for the next girl in line, sisters? Can you please tell him no? Like, tell... Come on, help me help you. Like, how is that? I will let them know, and you let them know, and maybe we'll come to a conclusion. That,
see,
like,
I don't ever approach sex like that for that reason.
But see, that's what makes it bad. We were just talking about this. Like, you approach it with an open mind, like this. Some people just have fake big dick energy, and it doesn't, like, come, it's not real. Stop.
I mean, I can't speak to another person's dick energy. I just know what I bring to the table because, I mean, it kind of speaks to life. You can't worry about what somebody else is doing.
Okay, so if someone tells you, all right, so if someone tells you some honest criticism about how you can be better at sex, are you taking it or are you just like, this bitch is whack?
I'm gonna fucking take it.
That's what I'm saying. Education is key. And I feel like people aren't listening. Like, I feel like if a girl comes... I've done this before. Like, dudes will text me and they're like, yeah, you know. I'm like, on the real, son? No. Like, it's not. And like, they took it as like I was trying to carry them. Yeah. Like, but you don't, you want me to lie then. I was right. Like, so you want me to lie?
See, I'm the kind of person, and I'm not bragging here, but I've learned that it takes a lot for a woman to come. It takes a lot for a woman to orgasm. So if I'm having sex, I know I'm a bust a nut. I'm, you know, like, matter of fact, I was talking to the homies about this the other day, and we was talking about, you know, there's a thread on, what's the fastest a woman has ever made it made you come, fellas. I got tapped out in 5 strokes once.
It can be like that, but, like, as long as you, like, kind of, like, I'm telling you, if you give her the high five, like, yeah, you yeah, got this. It makes us feel better.
So, I learned from that experience, like, okay, you gotta, you know what I'm saying, work on it. But I'm the kind of person that if you say a little to the left, a little to the right, then I know I'm going to get mine. I'm not worried about that.
See, traveling. You need a medal. I'm going to make one for you.
Oh, thanks.
Amazon, but, how do you make medals?
Bezos, get on that.
Right. I'm gonna get you a medal. Don't worry. Watch this show.
But that's my thing. I
follow directions well too.
Yeah.
Like, so if a dude, like, and I'm good at peeping stuff. So if I know, like, if I, like, lick a certain place or touch a certain place, and his motherfucking eyes go crazy.
Yep, that's
I'm
it.
Like, got him.
That's it. And we were talking about that last week. Me and my friend Amaya. Shout out, go get her book. But we were talking about that, how, like, men have sex with their eyes open and women, you know, had their eyes closed. But I said I like to look, because, you know, we're visual. Men are visual.
Do you want to know why most women close their eyes? I'm not gonna lie to you.
Uh-oh.
They're thinking about something else. Like, when I close my eyes, I hate to say it, I'm not gonna lie, I'm sorry, when I close my eyes, like, I'll look at you, like, you can tell I'm looking at you, like, I'll at least peep at you. But, like, if it, like, gets to the point where, like, I'm trying to get off and, like, what you're doing isn't, like,
now,
it's getting there, but it's not getting there,
now that's what
I'll
you
take
should,
myself somewhere else.
That's what you should tell them, like, hey, try this. You know, you gotta steer them in that direction. I put that on you. If you,
or
okay,
some of the fuck faces are ugly and you're just like, wow.
Oh yeah, of course, fuck faces are, oh my god,
some are cute though.
It's, no, the uglier the fuck face, the harder the nut.
I'm gonna tell you this. I remember I was in college and I was messing with this guy, and, like, he was just, I don't know, some, like, you know how there's, like, I don't know, he was supposed to be this super, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we were just best friends. The basic, it, like, you heard, like, these womanly noises, like, and then I come upstairs and they're like, damn, he must have been giving it to you. And my friend was like, that was him.
Yeah, was, that happened to me once.
Rough, man.
I was getting it in. My roommate was like, the next day, got up, you know, because we worked together. And we was riding into work, and my roommate was like, yo, you was in there doing your thing. I was like, nah, man. She was,
She was doing her.
She did that.
See, at least you can, like, oh, that's yeah, good.
I'll admit my ups and downs. I just told everybody I got tapped out in 5 strokes.
Yeah, but that's, like, that's fine. I wish. That's fine. It was that wop.
It really was, because after... I came twice in 5 strokes.
It was that.
Less than 45 seconds. And I said,
she should be on the remix, nigga.
I said, damn. She said, I know. I was like, you motherfucker.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's true. Yeah. Like, I'm like, sorry, you got it.
You know, hey. You win some, you lose some. But you live the fucking other day.
All right. One time I was riding around, and it was like, we were all chilling. Like, me and a friend that. Like, a guy friend of mine. And, like, you know, songs be coming over. They be like, I beat the cat up. I'm like, he be like, maybe later, not this time type shit. But at least he was honest. Like,
you gotta be.
Like, yeah. But that made me feel better. Like, mm-hmm. At least he acknowledges that next time he must be better.
Oh, man, you know, I'm about to put this out there. So, I think I've mentioned this before. I don't know. But I used to have a friend. And, you know, we was all a group of friends or whatever. And he was dating somebody in the clique. And they had just started hooking up. So he's like, yo, it's about to go down. Hey, man, I'm going to need a rubber. And I had Magnums. I just assumed that everybody used Magnums.
No,
so
they
I
do not.
Gave him a couple. I'm like, hey, go do your thing. Seen her like a week later. She was like, why did you give him them big-ass condoms? I was like, oh, damn.
Sorry.
She's like, yeah, it kept sliding off.
Now let me ask you a question. Every time you saw him, did you look at him different?
I could not look at him the same. I was like, damn, bro.
Yeah, you know? Like.
But now I've heard some women say that they don't mind dudes with smaller dicks. If they're confident that they have a small dick, then they're like, yes, I can work with
it. They have other game, though. Yeah. Like, I feel like probably one of the best sexual encounters I've had. He doesn't have a small dick, but he doesn't have a big dick. But he has other shit that he works with. Like, mm-hmm. his, like, yeah, what? Like, his fucking mouth is impeccable. He, like, all right. I'm not gonna say this to hurt people, but like his, like he can make you squirt the fuck. Like I've never squirted before, and it was crazy because I didn't think this shit could happen. Mm-hmm. I thought something was wrong with me. I was like, oh my, young, what? But he knows what he's doing. I don't know if he reads about this shit. I don't know what he does, but I know that anytime, like if I go that way, it's gonna be fine.
Yeah, squirting is always fun.
I don't know. It's scary sometimes. It's a little bit spooky.
What?
Because it's young. The first time it's spooky, you can actually feel it's like a little uncontrollable. Yeah, and you're like, what the? Okay, that's all right.
That's different.
Can we try it again? Just to make sure that it works. No.
And squirting. You know what? We got to have that discussion. Is squirting pee?
Yes, I think so.
I'm on the fence.
I'm on the fence because I will say that I have like ruined the whole sofa, but then it's like pee.
Right.
So like I'm like,
maybe it's not.
Or maybe it's like a, maybe it's.
Oh.
I don't know. Siri knows. Siri has to know. Everyone says this.
I've heard 50-50. I've taken a class on it.
And what did they say?
And the lady was like, it's not.
So what is it?
She basically said that it was like a fluid that comes from like when a guy nuts. So it's kind of in the same like ballpark,
but a lot more.
Yeah,
because I know that if I have a great orgasm, it's like a lot.
Yeah,
but it's not like it's clear, but it's a lot.
It's I think seminal fluid was the.
But whoa, semen.
And then, fuck, I just lost my train of thought. Oh.
It's watered down urine.
Yeah.
With a bit of ejaculation in it.
Yeah, so it's kind of like.
It's a mix.
It's, yeah, like 7 and 7.
It comes from the urethra and it's a urethra orgasm. Like, right. So a pee orgasm.
Right, but it's not.
Okay, pee. So it's pee. It is pee, man. It's watered down pee.
Yeah. See, well,
it's only a lot sexier. Even Google said it's pee, but it's only a lot sexier.
All right, so okay, so I guess we can stick the coffin in that argument. It's pee, but it's a lot sexier.
It's watered down. It's a female ejaculation.
But see, I don't mind pee either. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. Well, learn something new every episode.
I just want to know now.
But let me see. What else? Shit, that's all I got.
I will tell you, I threw my sofa away. Like I felt like I was, like I thought I was, like my kids came home. Why is the sofa out front? Don't worry about it.
Yo,
I still have a sofa.
did you hear the thing where somebody said, your granny had a wet ass pussy, that's why she had plastic on the couches.
Yes, I've heard that.
I was like, oh,
no, my favorite
man.
One I posted the other day was a girl in like a granny nightgown, and I was like, this is the way we're gonna have to start giving
it
up.
It don't matter.
That's what I'm saying, but that got the rent paid.
I'm gonna knock the cornbread and
everything.
And yeah.
That's hilarious.
So all right, anything you wanna talk about before we get up out of here?
Sex
We know what you're thinking about.
No, I mean, we did sex toys. We did the song. What else were we going to talk about? There was something else. We did threesomes.
Yeah, we talked about threesomes. Let me see. What else? I don't know. Let's see. What else? We got 15 minutes.
There's a lot to talk about.
There's a whole lot to talk about. But the good thing is, you're now my second unofficial co-host.
So, yay!
Oh yeah, we can talk about a whole lot.
Sex clubs.
Okay.
Sex clubs.
All right. So, okay. So, in my experience, finger quotes, there's a difference between what kind of sex clubs there are. I've been in spaces where everybody was like cool. Everybody understood consent. Everybody respected each other. And then I've been in spaces where a bunch of dudes was walking around with their dick in their hand, like basically pushing people out the way to try and fuck. Or been in some place where, you know, I've known women that have gone to sex clubs and they just want to go to enjoy the vibe. They're just sitting back. And then here you got this guy coming in here and he's walking over, feeling you up, you know, which is against consent, against, you know, it's disrespectful. So I've been in all kind of scenarios.
There's like, I feel like there's a difference too, because like, how are you gonna enjoy yourself and have a good time with like such a thirsty person?
Yes.
Like that is just like,
it ruins it.
That's why I don't try to be like giving away anything to thirsty people, because it's just like, it's like to a point where they're like yeah, oh yeah. You feel like they're not drooling over you, but you know that like, it's just all for them. Mm-hmm. They're just thirsty.
And that's the one thing I like about the kink community. If you get into the right circle of people, whatever event they're having,
I feel like it's the fakers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's a lot of fake. When you do things, like a lot of people try to just say it's one thing and it's not.
Or people who don't respect.
Yes.
The community. Like, okay, it's sex in different ways. It's whatever. But if you respect the community, you respect everybody in that community, you're gonna walk. Like, I've been in places where I never took my clothes off.
Nice.
And other people are in there, they doing whatever, and I'm just sitting back watching because that was my vibe. And I was respecting everybody else's vibe. And then I've also in that seen guys come in like, all right, who fucking? And they like, no, get out. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about respect, you know. There's a sex club / swingers club in this area that is really fucking awesome. I've been there. I love the vibe. They don't let shit go down. It's not supposed to go down. You know, they're big on respect, big on consent. And
if you look at, like, and I've looked at a lot of, like, the swingers things from, like, obviously Pornhub is my only reference.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Some of it seems a little bit strange. Like, because how do you know who's, like, I don't know. I think that some people are lackadaisical with their health in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a huge gamble, huge risk. You know what I'm saying?
Is it worth it, though?
Some people absolutely don't give a fuck.
But I feel like some people absolutely don't give a fuck. I'm not trying to classify, but I feel like they're not pussy magnets to begin with, so who cares?
I've seen it both ways. I've seen people that were pussy magnets who, you know, their sex drive, sex energy was high, and they like to do whatever with whoever, wherever, whenever, however. I've seen people be discreet with it. It's, you know, and like I say, I've walked into spaces and I didn't like the vibe. I didn't like what I saw. I didn't like what was going on. And I've left. I've gone in places where I just sat down, chilled out, let everybody else do their thing. And
I feel like you as a person, though, you're very, like, as far as you know what you like and you have your head on your shoulders. But some people and some other people, like, they'll either have too much fun because of an ego or have too less fun because of ego. Mm-hmm. And both are very dangerous.
Yeah. Things. And that's something I've learned. And that's why I'm glad that I've gotten to know some of the people that I've learned how to navigate this lifestyle from, because I've been lucky to meet some cool people. Mm-hmm. Who are like, who just, you know, and just listening to, I learned from listening to the OGs speak when I was younger, and they talking about, you know, I'm sitting in the room and they talking about doing the shit that they doing, and you just learn a lot. So I guess that just stayed with me. So when it comes to the whole sexual world, I just sit back and watch and listen. And I've had people just kind of be like, yeah, yeah, we got this going down, that going down. And I'm like, okay, now, and so that's why I can walk into a space like, I'm not liking this vibe.
All right, side note on the grooming thing.
Okay.
Because we talked about grooming last time. I've had a lot of dudes hit me up and be like, yo, what's up with this? Like, and they'll be like, no, I'm not trying to wax, but like, but do you shave? Like, do you get the shape up? Like, what are you doing? Like, and we had a lot of people, and they probably just hit me up, but I've had a lot of people hit me up and been like interested in like, what's up with this grooming you're talking about?
Do it.
Right, on everything, please.
Do it. Waxing works.
They are scared though.
Of course.
So I don't know how it feels for a man. So how does it feel for you?
I like pain.
Obviously, me too. So I can't tell a person who's not into the things that I'm into that, yeah, like, it ain't bad. Because then they'll come out and be like, what's wrong with you?
Now, I will say, the first person who I've been to four different waxers.
Okay.
The very first one.
Now, as a professional, I'm going to tell you, you need to pick one.
Yeah, you got to pick one. So the first one.
Because they all yank your hair a different way.
Different, right. So the first one I didn't like, but that was my first one. And then I went to a second one. I was like, okay, she does it this way. I went to a third one because I was out of town. I was like, I need to get snatched. So
I'm done.
I was like, all right, she does it this way. And then I went to a fourth one. And I didn't like that. So I settled on, not settled, but the second person I went to, I like how she does it. So that's my waxer. It's just like barbers.
And you have to be comfortable.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because you're out there. Like, yeah. And they have to be comfortable with you.
Yep.
I even have talked to, because I work, and I've talked to the girl who waxes me or has waxed me. And she's like, there's some clients that she will not do anymore because they make her uncomfortable.
Yep. Yep, and that's another thing. Like, somebody asked me, like, oh, okay, you going in there, my you know, lady who does my waxing, she's a lady, and it was like, how does your dick not get hard? I'm like, it's a professional.
Yeah, it's not a sexual thing. Yeah. It's a grooming thing. It's right. Just like getting your hair cut. Like, does your dick get hard when you get your hair cut?
Right, you know what I'm saying? So, go get waxed, like.
Or at least, like, I would advise at least trimming. Like, if you're not about the wax life, you don't have to be.
Yeah, yeah.
It's preferred.
Yeah.
But if just trim.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because there's no. I don't know. Besides, like, it's not appeasing and it doesn't taste great. Like, it holds a lot of stuff. Hair holds a lot of stuff. Like, there was this guy and he was like, oh, well, I don't know about waxing because I like it. Well, then you can't deal with me because that's my thing.
Right.
Like.
And, yeah, so. It's called a manzillion or malezillion. Just Google it. You know, there's a lot of places around here that do it. Go check it. Try it out. Try a couple different. I forgot the word. What's the
goddamn? Esthetician.
Yeah, there we go. Try a couple different ones. See, find one you like. Cause some of them, like I say, the first lady, she used hard wax.
You don't like hard wax.
Yeah, whatever she did, I didn't like it.
Do you like strips?
That's, yeah, I like strips.
Okay, because I just had a girl, and she came in here, and I was going to give her a wax. And I just waxed a little bit to let her see how it felt. And then she went to someone else, and she broke out in total hives.
Yeah, yeah, so.
And she's like, well, what kind of wax did you use? It's not even just the type of wax, it's also the way you pull.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, I don't know. Hard wax is good for certain things. I do prefer strips on my private area.
Mm-hmm.
Like my legs, anywhere else you can hard wax me, but I've tried to hard wax myself.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go so well.
Yeah, you know, and yeah, I haven't been over there in a minute
because of COVID, man.
Yeah, but she's open though. You know, she's definitely
waxed. Montgomery County's shut everything down, so everyone's coming to Frederick to get waxed.
Okay, and the lady I go to is in Baltimore County. So if you're listening, Frederick County, Baltimore County.
But if you're listening, do play safe, though.
Yeah.
Like, because I feel like a lot of us are out here, like, I wouldn't say risking our lives, but I feel like kind of, just to make your nails look good and your eyebrows. Like, yeah. So can you just, like, help us out a little bit?
Yeah.
Like.
be safe. You know what I'm saying? So, let me see. All right. Make sure to get the waxing in.
So, what have we learned? We learned that men don't like strong women. I've learned that this week, too.
Uh-huh.
Because if you do anything that's, like, supposedly boy-related, like, how do you say, like, a man should do that, not a girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, make a vulgar song or not take no shit or do you like you do me type things. Men get very upset.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Fellas, stop being pussy.
Stop hating.
Yeah. let's see.
Pull your skirt down. It's 2020. Stop.
See, what else did we learn?
We even shop at the same stores at this point.
Yeah. Sex toys. Learn them. Go get them.
Skinny jeans.
If you got a small dick, it's okay.
It is. Like, yeah, but learn other techniques.
Learn other techniques.
That's like if you have, okay, I hate to say this, but that's like if you're missing an arm and you know how to learn, like you learn how to work this one way better.
Okay. It's the same thing. So yeah, make sure you go get waxed, wash your hands, be safe. Let me see. Make sure you come out here at Cosmic Nails.
Make sure you listen to the Laptop Chronicles.
Yes, Laptop Chronicles, man. Shout out to Katie. Shout out to my man, Corey.
He's going to be, I'm telling you. It's going to be like, everyone's like, have you heard the Laptop Chronicles?
You know, I'm trying. I do what I do. I stay
Sirius
in my lane.
SiriusXM, do you hear us?
Uh-oh. She putting me out there for the big time. It's going to happen.
Do you hear him, Sirius?
So, yeah, be safe. Go get tested. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. All that good stuff. Let's see. It's the second episode with Katie. Y'all can count on much more.
And, it's always good.
Yeah. And,
I have a topic for Aline for next time.
All right. Well, we're going to work on that. Yeah. And on that note, we out.
Have a good night.